Are you tired of being told what to think and how to act? Well, you are not alone. In case you haven't realized it, you have an internal GPS. It knows all you need to know about how to live your life. So it's about time you stopped letting the media and the government tell you what is true for you. In fact, it is exactly that time. It's time to think for yourself. And here to make sure you're doing just that is your host, mediator, author, and lawyer, Carol Gold.
Hi, it's Monday, November the 1st. I'm Carol Gold, and welcome to Think for Yourself. Because I believe, actually, because I think for myself, that there's a real effort to silence people who think for themselves, I want to explore a little bit about why I think it's worth an episode to talk about, in fact, thinking for oneself. This morning, I was listening to a podcaster who was being interviewed by a national radio show host, and I'm sorry that I don't remember her name, but the podcaster was saying that she had recently done some research regarding the vaccine mandate as it pertains to the military, and that there is apparently a memo that was issued by a JAG officer, meaning the legal end of the military, at a very low level of authority, stating that all requests for religious exemption would be unilaterally denied in, I believe it's the Navy, but I'm not certain whether it was just the Navy or we were talking about across the military. The problem with that is that it's unconstitutional and it violates the Navy's own protocol, if it is in fact the Navy, if I'm right in my memory, because the protocol is that when someone raises a religious exemption to vaccination in the military, it is supposed to first go to the chaplain for review, and then it goes to what I think is called OS or OC. I guess it's OC or OC5 and then OC6. It has to do with chain of command. And eventually it gets to a 3-star general who makes the determination, or it goes to a board that makes the determination. Regardless, a general unilateral denial of all applications for vaccination is a violation of both, as I said, military protocol and the Constitution. So why do I think that that's not only important, but that it raises the whole issue of thinking for oneself? Well, when you think about it, as I did this morning, if you are unilaterally prohibiting all objectors to the vaccination, let's say on religious grounds only, forget other grounds for denial, such as equal protection or First Amendment rights or Fourth Amendment rights, whatever, you're talking about people who, in fact, are thinking for themselves, right? You're talking about people who don't want to go along with, quote, herd mentality, not to be confused with herd immunity. People who don't want to think like the group. So when you oppress people unilaterally across the board by category, the people you're actually oppressing are the people who are thinking for themselves. And this is the same whether it's the military or whether it's the general civilian population and these vast vaccine mandates that are being issued by executive order, or actually, let me correct that, circumventing executive order because they're unconstitutional, but using OSHA, a regulatory agency, to force employees who object to the vaccine. They may be objecting because they've already had COVID and they have natural antibodies, which is a greater protection against infection than the, quote, vaccine itself. Or whether it's people who simply don't want to be the object of an experiment, which in fact is what this mRNA jab is. It is an experiment because we don't know the long-term outcomes because we haven't had enough time to determine long-term outcomes. So getting away from all of those arguments, I want to stay focused on this intrusion and this denial of our right to think for ourselves. If you think about it now, all of the efforts to force people to comply are really forcing that percentage of the population that thinks for itself. Because if you dare to think outside of what the politically correct or mainstream thought is, you are someone who thinks for themselves, and you're the person being targeted by this herd mentality mandate kind of behavior by federal and certain state governments. The reason that I do this podcast and name it What I Have actually goes back to my own personal experience, maybe 20 years ago or longer, actually longer, when growing up and in my young adulthood and even into middle adulthood, I lived somewhat of a schizophrenic life. By that I mean, I had two sets of friends. I was an attorney, so I had those friends that were in the legal profession or related to the legal profession or that were societally acceptable based upon their social status, their profession or their occupation, mainstream people, so to speak. But I have been psychic since I'm a child. I have had the gift of intuition since I am a child. And so I had those friends as well. I had my metaphysical, spiritual, mystical friends, and never the twain met. I didn't mix and match those people. And in many ways, I had to live two lives because my friends who were the mainstream, socially acceptable, legal, and other related professions or occupations people thought that the metaphysical and mystical world were crazies. And my metaphysical, mystical, spiritual friends thought my respectable, legal, socially acceptable friends were evil, so to speak. So you couldn't mix and match them, right? And for me, it was very difficult because I walked that line all the time. In fact, I remember in my late 20s being in a somewhat long-term relationship with a man who said to me, he was of that mainstream, socially acceptable status, but who knew the mystical, metaphysical side to me, said to me at one point, you know, Carol, you have to be careful who you talk that language around. And he was cautioning me out of concern and love, right, that I would be shunned in a sense or looked at with less credibility as a lawyer if I spoke up and voiced my thoughts and opinions and preferences around my metaphysical, mystical, spiritual side. He meant well, but again, it was an indication of that division of what happens when you don't think like the acceptable herd. And at some point in my late 30s, I made the decision that living like that was a false way to exist because that wasn't who I was. Who I was with both of those. And so I needed to integrate both of those into my everyday world. And I needed to create a reality for myself and have people in my life who accepted both of those, right? So now let me segue to this podcast. Most people listen to podcasts that are narrowly tailored to the things that are of interest to them. And most podcasts tend to be myopic in that sense. You have conservative podcasts politically, you have liberal podcasts politically. You have podcasts on music, you have podcasts on animals, you have podcasts on philosophy. You have podcasts that are categorized by very narrow subject matter. And if they're not narrow in their subject matter, they're narrow in their political approach. So maybe a conservative podcast talks about many things, but it talks about it or it crosses many subject matters, but it does so based upon its political perspective. And likewise for a liberal podcast. Think for yourself, this podcast does not easily fit into any one of those narrowly defined categories. And here's why. Our lives aren't that way. We don't live narrowly defined lives that only talk about politics or only talk about conservatism or only cause us to think about philosophy or music or cats or whatever it is that a particularly narrow focus is. That's not how life is. Life is multifaceted. Some days our lives are taken up with political matters, and some days our lives are not. Some days our lives are about our child or our animal who's sick, or it's about pondering more spiritual issues, because maybe some of the more pressing issues in our lives are at peace, are somewhat stable. And so we have an opportunity to reflect on our spiritual selves. Or some days our lives are about communing with nature, or some days our lives are about a banking issue that we need to get. Do you understand my point? My point is that, think for yourself, this podcast is my effort to address all of the things that happen to us in our lives and not be constrained by either a political perspective or a subject matter perspective. I just don't think that's real. I think that it can be of interest. I think that maybe if you have a particular interest, you want to listen to a particular podcast, but only in one aspect of your life in a limited fashion. So it's hard for me to categorize this, and it's probably hard for iTunes or Google or Spotify or Pandora or whoever to put this podcast into a particular genre. I tend to click inspirational as the genre in which I want my podcast to appear, because overall, no matter what I'm addressing on the podcast, I'm always looking for the highest possible message. I'm always looking to empower you. I'm always looking to have you understand that you are the creator of your life script, that you are the author of that text, that you have the individual power along with your connection to source, whatever that may be in your reality. I call it God. I don't ask that you do. I do probably hope that you acknowledge a power greater than yourself, of which you are a part and of which you have the ability to join with and do miraculous things in your life and in relationship to the lives of the people that you meet every day. That's my goal. And so I call it an inspirational podcast. But there are days when this podcast is all about the federal government or what's happening in a particular administration. There are days when this podcast is all about super metaphysical qualities or opportunities that we have if we open our eyes to an expanded consciousness. I simply always go back to remembering what it was like to try to trifurcate, if there's such a word, my own existence, because I felt like the totality of the whole wasn't acceptable, that I had to break up who I was and my perspective of the world to accommodate specific groups or specific approaches to perceiving reality. And that was a very difficult, stressful, and unhappy way to live. And so this podcast is structured based on that fundamental premise that I live in my own life, which is life is multifaceted. We are multifaceted. The opportunities for perception are almost endless. The opportunities for creation are definitely endless. And that with a broadened and clearer understanding of who we are and why we're here and what the possibilities are, we can do great things in our individual lives regardless of what's happening in the world around us. But the more multifaceted, the more variety, the more expansive the view that we bring to what it is we encounter every day, the greater those options become, not only for creating miraculous solutions and outcomes, but also for integrating who we are with the multifaceted world in which we live. I hope that that's helpful. I hope that that gives some perspective to what Think for Yourself is all about. And I hope it gets you thinking for yourself about what the motivation may be for trying to, in essence, cancel, control, and even silence those of us in the military, those of us out of the military, those of us walking the planet who always want to think for ourselves. I'm Carol Gold. Thanks for listening. I'll be back here again on Wednesday. And until then, by all means, think for yourself.
Carol thanks you for spending your valuable time with her. It is her mission to empower you to remember how smart and capable you are. Be sure to check out Carol's website, carolgold.com. That's Carol with an E, gold.com. Please leave a review and subscribe here so you'll be alerted to Carol's next podcast. Until then, above all else, remember, it's time to think for yourself.